And now what's becoming our weekly update on the mutual fund scandal. Several more companies announced this week that they're under investigation by the Securities and Exchange Commission. And one company has settled, but that's far from the end of its problems. Joining us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Viglin. Hi, Tess.
Happy Friday.
Thank you. So, Tess, who are the latest companies caught up in the scandal?
Ah, yes, the scandal target du jour. Charles Schwab today. The company apparently found some problems during internal review of its mutual funds, and it's now cooperating with the SEC and Elliott Spitzer's office. He, of course, is the New York Attorney General. Other big names this week, Pilgrim Baxter. Two of that company's founders and top executives were forced into early retirement because of improper trading. That's on the heels of resignations at Strong Funds, Putnam Investments, and Alliance Capital Management.
And is that it, at least for this week?
No.
Oh.
BlackRock, Fleet Boston, Bank of New York, all targeted by regulators who want information about their trading practices. And Janus Capital Group says it's found a significant amount of market timing in its mutual fund accounts. Now, that's not illegal, but it's frowned upon. And the company says it may still find evidence of after-hours trading, which is illegal.
Okay, so what about this settlement that the SEC reached with Putnam Investments? Does that mean the company is done with this particular scandal?
No. This is a partial settlement. Outlines a bunch of things that Putnam has to do to clean up its act. It has to pay back investors for what they lost because of improper trades. The SEC says the company could still face some fines, but in the settlement, Putnam doesn't have to admit it did anything wrong. And that's got Elliott Spitzer and Massachusetts Secretary of State even more upset with the SEC than they already were. You know, there is no love lost between state regulators and the SEC. Spitzer has repeatedly criticized the SEC for failing to catch this scandal and now for its slow response when the story broke, and this settlement doesn't help things at all.
Has Putnam and the other funds, have they been losing money because of all this?
Oh, yes, a staggering amount. Investors have yanked more than $14 billion out of Putnam accounts. Janus has seen more than $1 billion drained from its funds. Folks dumped Alliance Capital Management funds to the tune of at least $200 million. So this thing just gets bigger and bigger, and investors are apparently fed up.
Thanks, Tess. And what other stories are you working on in the Marketplace Newsroom today?
Well, apparently economic reforms in China are overhauling the funeral industry there. So we're taking a look at how that's changing societal customs relating to death and dying. Like I said, happy Friday.
Thanks, and have a good weekend. Tess Viglund of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.